Saluki offensive coordinator Blake Rowland, who is with us right now. Coach, thanks for being on in the doghouse, and congratulations on that big win. Have you guys, are your feet touching the ground yet?
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me on here. Great talking to you guys. Our feet are on the ground for sure. We know we still have a lot of work to do, and it was great to get a win on the road and get back here and be able to see some things on film that we can definitely improve on and hopefully keep this thing going.
When you look at Javon Williams Jr., the guy we were just talking about, and he got Offensive Player of the Week in the Missouri Valley, but you've got a established, fantastic running back like DJ Davis. As your position as the offensive coordinator, are you kind of like a mad scientist, and you kind of you mix this and you do this, or you put this here, or is it a real challenge to try to get everybody enough touches?
Oh yeah, we're definitely fortunate to have some guys who we need to get the ball to, and not just at running back. We have some guys at receiver and tight ends, and so every week we're trying to get a plan together for the guys who have some touches. And week one, Javon only had two touches, one for a touchdown, and we definitely see, obviously throughout camp and practices, how much of a talent he is, and so we're going to definitely have plans for him and DJ and Romier and all those guys, who can do some special things in the football. So it's good to have that, and it's good to work for a guy with an offensive mind like Coach Hill, who, can definitely get some guys in some good formations, and we can talk together as a staff and find ways to get the ball to those guys. So
Stone Labanowitz, four touchdown passes the other day, and as far as, you wanting to improve between week one and week two, he had a pretty tough assignment against SEMO in week one. How is Stone holding up after week two? Is he jumping off the ceiling? Is he pretty grounded on this? What's his demeanor been like after this win?
Oh, definitely excited to get his first win here. I think hopefully also just for the team to get that big win on the road. Stone's definitely been performing well this past couple of weeks, and obviously in fall camp to get to this position. Definitely we watched the film yesterday, spent a lot of time. After a win early in the season is really the best time to be extremely critical. And there are some things that he can improve on, but it was great to see him, making smart decisions in the football, not putting the ball in other teams' hands, and getting the ball to our playmakers. Getting the ball to those guys that those plays are designed for. That's what he's supposed to do. It's just move the chains and get the ball to the players who can do some things with it. So definitely a good opportunity to watch the film yesterday and really be critical, and try to get back to little things. And hopefully every single week we see improvements.
We got UT Martin coming in on Saturday, and they give you a little bit of a different defensive wrinkle. They kind of run that 3-3-5 stack defense. What kind of challenges does that pose for us on Saturday?
Yeah, definitely a different style of defense. Still a three down front like we've seen the first couple of weeks, but it is different with what they do in the back end. So had to come back in, and get after it yesterday and really – they played a tough Florida team, obviously, but they definitely have a lot of good athletes. It is a very well-coached, athletic, explosive team on defense. They got some guys who are going to be a challenge, and our guys have to really step up this week and prepare for them, because you're going to see some guys on the field that, one of their best players, I feel like, came from South Carolina a couple of years ago. They got some guys in the back end at corner and at safety who really fly around the ball. And they play that three down front, and they expect a lot from their nose tackle, and he's a good player. So Martin and those guys up front, Big Z, they got their hands full this week. But they're excited. They see it on film. It's nothing. You can't hide that. They got some good talented players, and so do we. So this week will be a good week of preparation and getting ready for a big challenge.
We're talking to Saluki offensive coordinator Blake Rowland. And Blake, when you look at this, and it's the first home game, naturally that adds a little bit of basil to the soup. You're at home, you're playing on the turf, now you're in your house, and that's kind of got to make the guys feel a little bit better, doesn't it?
Absolutely, nothing like playing in front of your own people, and and your fans, and you know, don't have a lot of chances to do that this year, it sounds like. So we take full advantage of it. And our guys are definitely excited to get to show what they've done and what they can do here at home. So I'm looking forward to it. I haven't had a game experience here yet either. So we're all fired up and excited to go, you know, 6:02, I think it is, on Saturday. So
got it down to the minute.
Yeah, he's ready.
Talking to Saluki offensive coordinator Blake Rowland. And for a lot of people that don't know you or haven't had a chance to meet you, what's your football journey been like on your way to Carbondale? Where'd you come from?
Wow, I don't know if we have time for all of that. It's been quite the process. You know, I actually played college football down at Middle Tennessee State University, and then transferred to University of Louisville my last year and a half undergrad. Didn't think I really was going to get into coach or anything, but got a chance to work at a high school there with a former coach of mine from high school in Georgia, and you know, really fell in love with it, obviously, and had a chance to go from there to Auburn University, the GA, back in 2007. And so I spent a couple of years down there at Auburn, and went from there to a Division II school in Georgia, University of West Georgia, for a season. And then I got to University of Tennessee for 3 years, and had a chance to really grow there. Worked with some good coaches, worked for a guy named Jim Chaney, who's back there now as the OC. And then after my 3 years there, went to University of Cincinnati, where I coached receivers for 4 years. And shoot, from there, went back to University of Kentucky for a season, and then was in Utah last year, and now I'm in Carbondale. So somewhat been the southeast area most of the time, and then and glad to get back over here. I feel like my wife's family's from Louisville, Kentucky. I've always enjoyed recruiting kids in this area, and so it's been a journey. You know, it's been 12, 13 years, I guess, now, and you know, three kids later, and about nine houses later. So, had a chance to be around some great minds, some great coaches, some great people, and definitely looking forward to building on some wins here in Carbondale.
That being said, Blake, as far as an offensive standpoint, an offensive scheme, are you one of those guys that you have something and you look for players to fit that style, or you come in and say, okay, we got this, this player here, this guy can do this thing? What's your basic offensive style and that you like to run?
Well, I think I actually met Coach Hill a year and a half ago in the spring, where I was in L.A., a guy I worked with, and a friend of mine, Zach Taylor, was currently at the Rams at that point. I was out there for a couple of days during their off-season training and stuff, and spent some time watching some film with him again, and that's where I actually ran into Coach Hill last, you know, a year and a half ago. And our offense of minds were very similar. You know, we try to formation you know, from a pro-style perspective of formations, protections, run game and run schemes, but also play with the ability to play with tempo and to spread the field out and go no huddle. So that's, you know, our job as coaches is to make sure we're putting our players in the best positions to be productive. And every year is a little bit different here and there. You know, with quarterbacks, last year I had to play with a quarterback who had torn his ACL and played his last 6 weeks on a torn ACL, which I hadn't been around before. So you had to develop certain types of plans for that. And then doing that more athletic quarterbacks or, you know, guys here, we got some good tight ends. And, you know, some years at other places we may not have a big room at tight end. So you're having to play with more four receiver sets. But definitely an offense that can change tempos and can spread the ball around and be sound in protection and run the football. At the end of the day, we got to be able to run the football to win championships. And offensively, and that's something that's coming here. You know, Trevor Olsen and Coach Poore and those guys, Coach Griffin, they've done a great job, you know, instilling that. And I think we continue to build on that with our guys up front and handing the ball to those special backs. So.
Talking to Blake Rowland, Saluki offensive coordinator. Before we let you go, obviously Javon Williams with a big breakout game against UMass. Who's the guy that maybe hasn't had as many touches or maybe hasn't shown up obviously on the stat sheet you think could have a big breakout game for Southern, be it this Saturday or somewhere down the road?
Yeah, and, you know, I think down the road, shoot, all we got a room full of some good backs. You know, Ramirez, a freshman who's had some good chances, some good touches. You know, he's had a couple scores, I believe, now. He's a kid who will just continue to improve and keep getting better and better. You know, Jaquan Burton, still a good athlete back there who can get the ball to multiple ways. I think Avontae, though, and Landon Lenore on the perimeter, we expect those guys to have some big games. You know, those guys do a great job every week at practice, competing, blocking, lining up right, you know, doing little things right. And those guys will be we'll take advantage of some opportunities, I believe, here this weekend. You know, those guys, Avontae and Landon both, you know, they're good with the football in their hands and they're good at getting open. So they'll present some hopefully some opportunities for the crowd to see and score some points for us. But those two guys, I'd say right now, top of my head, thinking about Avontae and Landon should have some good opportunities.
That's Saluki offensive coordinator Blake Rowland, who's joined us in the doghouse. Coach, thanks. We look forward to seeing the Saluki offense put up about 45, 55 points on Saturday.
Sounds great.
No pressure,
sounds
right?
Me too. Looking forward to it. I know, no pressure at all. I think that's what Coach Kill had mentioned to me when I first took the job here. So, you know, right off the bat. So no pressure at all. Correct, yeah.
Appreciate it, Coach.
Thanks,
best of
Coach.
Luck this Saturday against UT Martin.
Great talking to you. Thanks a lot.